to welcome everyone to the meeting here this evening. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via the instant messaging facility so that we are aware of this, aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Okay, folks, we'll make a start. Do I have any apologies?
Chair, Councillor McMurray is having difficulty getting on to. He's having problems with his Wi-Fi this evening, so he is endeavouring to get on, but he may be an apology if he can't.
Okay, thanks, sir. Councillor McAteer.
Councillor Owen, sorry, it's an apology as well.
Marie Ward and Michael Lipset.
Yeah, I apologize, Councillor Savage, Councillor Devlin, Councillor McKevitt, Stokes, and Trainer. There may be more, but.
Okay, thanks, Councillor McAteer. Okay, we'll move on to item two, is declarations of interest. Have we anything to declare?
None, Chair.
Nope.
Chair, can I declare an interest on behalf of certain officers on the call in relation to SPNR items 71 and 72?
Okay, thanks, Rena. Okay, we'll move on to item three, which is the action sheet arising from the council meeting held on the 4th of April, 2022. We'll just take it page by page. So page one, page two, page three, page four, and page five. Was there any matters arising from the action sheet? No.
Do you need a proposal, Chair, for that?
Oh, I do. Sorry, yes.
I propose.
Thanks, Councillor Curran. Can I get a seconded there by Councillor McAvoy? Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to item four, which is the minutes of the council meeting held on the 4th of April, 2022. Was there any matters arising from that? See, we have a...
Just go through them page by page.
Page by page for accuracy first, John.
Right. Okay, page one, page two, page three, page four, page five, page six, page seven, and page eight. See, we have a proposal there from Councillor McAteer. Councillor Hanlon, have you a comment?
And it's not in relation to this. There's several councillors who haven't bothered getting onto Teams, so it's just to note that they're trying to get on and they can't. Councillor Howell, Councillor Ryan can't get on.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Hanlon. Do we know if there's any issues with Teams or anything tonight?
Not that we're aware of, Chair. We'll try and...
Okay, well, we'll just make a note of it anyway, that they are trying to get in. Okay. So, item... Can I get a seconder
there
for item four?
Be seconded,
Chair. Thanks, Councillor Andrews. Item five is the minutes of the special council meeting held on the 28th of March 2022 regarding Ballykillner. I just go through the page by page, page 1, page 2, page 3, and page 4. Is there any matters arising from that? Proposed by Councillor McAteer. Could I get a seconder for item 5 if there's no matters arising?
So I had seconded what I was going to ask, Chair, but I'm not saying you're not having any matters. Is there any further advancement or any further movement on that? But like,
from the Ballykindler. Dorina,
I think Michael Lipsett is trying to set up a further discussion with the group, Dermot, but I'll get Michael to contact you separately. I don't know how successful he's been at setting up more discussions on that, so I'll get Michael to contact you separately.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. So proposed by Councillor McAteer and seconded by Councillor Hanlon. Thank you. Item 6 is the minutes of the special council meeting held on Monday the 28th of March 2022. I'll just go through it page by page. Page 1, page 2, page 3 and page 4. Was there any matters arising from that? Councillor McAteer, have you a comment?
It's just that the I suppose the outcome of that is with the death of a patient in Uri really highlighted that whole issue, really. And I just think that it's worth mentioning for a start, and that should be given every attention, that everything can be done to bring forth problem-solving solutions to the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service in every facet of their work. You know, because this is totally unacceptable, the situation that these are raising, and the ambulance service staff themselves, it's an absolute torment for them as well, having to do this. So it's a matter of urgency, one of the most urgent things, I think, that needs to be dealt with at every level. So obviously, following on from our meeting, but we would just need to note that and maybe even keep that on an action sheet as well, just for progress on that.
Okay, thanks, Councillor McAteer. I don't think anyone would disagree with you there after the events a few weeks ago. Could I get a proposer and a seconder there for item 6, please? Proposed by Councillor McAteer and seconded by Councillor Mulgrew. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to the committee minutes for consideration and adoption. So item 7 was the minutes of ART held on the 11th of April 2022. I'll just take a page right here. Okay, so page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, and page 9, was there any matters arising from the ERT committee meeting? See, we have a proposal there from Councillor Burgess. Would anyone like to second that?
I second it.
Thank you, Councillor Curran.
Yeah.
Okay, item 8. Is the minutes of the Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee meeting held on Thursday the 14th of April 2022. Take it page by page here. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7 and page 8. Was there any matters arising from the SPNR committee meeting? I don't see anyone coming in. We have a proposal there from Councillor O'Murray. Could I get a seconder for the SPNR committee, please? And seconded by Councillor Hanlon. Thank you. Okay, item 9 is the minutes of the Active and Healthy Communities committee meeting held on Wednesday, the 20th of April, 2022. I'll just take it page by page. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9. And page 10, was there any matters arising from the AHC committee? So proposed there by Councillor Byrne and seconded by Councillor McAvoy.
I think Councillor Byrne was commented on the previous one.
Yeah. Oh, was it? Sorry.
Yeah, mine was previous.
Sorry, it's just coming up late online. Yeah. So proposed by Councillor McAvoy and seconded by Councillor Casey. Everyone happy enough? Okay. So we move on to item 10, which was the minutes of the Neighbourhood Services Committee meeting held on Thursday, the 21st of April, 2022. So page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, and page 10. Had we any matters arising from the Neighbourhood Services Committee? I don't see anyone coming in there. Proposed by Councillor Aoife Finnegan. Could I get a seconder there for Neighbourhood Services? I'll second it. Councillor Andrews, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so item 11 is for noting on the planning section. Was there any matters arising out of any planning?
No, not this month, Chair.
Do I need a proposer and a seconder for that during anyway? Yeah.
No, it's just it can be skipped over.
Okay, folks. Items 12 to 18 are correspondence and responses, and they're just for noting. If anyone has anything to come in on, just put your message in the chat. Okay, Councillor Byrne.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. It's a general comment on especially notice of motions coming from other councils, just to keep us right for going forward. Obviously, we get notice of motions coming from certain councils that are far-reaching right across Northern Ireland, but say in the last couple of months, we've seen certain councils sending nearly all the motions to us. That becomes an issue because at times when we have a lot of motions to discuss ourselves, we could be nodding through and taking a position on things that we haven't really fully discussed or looked into. So, see when they're writing to us and asking us to adopt a position, or we trust that you're going to...
Lost it there, Pete.
Chair, you probably get what he was trying to say. I think He's probably going to say when something comes through like that we have a chance to discuss it before formulating a response, which is a good idea.
Yeah, we can get that noted for any correspondence gone, letters coming in from other councils. Okay. Sorry, Pete, we seem to have lost you there. Councillor Marketeer, have you a comment?
Pete's back in there. Maybe just let him.
Is he in there?
He's coming back on now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I do have a comment.
I'll let you in after Pete's finished.
He's back on now, Chair.
Okay, thanks, Sarah. Well, Pete, go on ahead.
So I got loads of crash messages on the computer. I'll tell you what it is. I'm just concerned that we're getting multiple notices of motion that are coming through as correspondence, which we may take positions on things that we don't have, you know, fully discussed, because when we bring notice of motions, we've got the time to go through it, all as parties and stuff like that there. So I just want to be clear that when we're writing back to them, that we're just noting it, that we're not adopting certain positions unless we discuss it in length here. And there's ones, obviously, we support, you know, lighting up the buildings for Ukraine. Obviously, you know, most of us might support an additional bank holiday and the big investigation in domestic violence. But they're becoming a lot of motions from other councils through correspondence, and I think we should maybe even write back to Fermanagh and Omagh Council about that.
Yeah, I think Pete, we're all sort of in agreement that we need to be discussing these things, that the amount of them that's coming in before we write anything back to them. So we'll get Sarah and all to note that in the minutes.
Chair, yeah. Just to advise, we send a letter back just to say that it was tabled at the meeting and we noted their motion or their correspondence.
No position taken unless we discuss it. Yeah, that's fair enough. Okay. Thanks for that.
Great. Thank you. Okay,
yeah.
Folks. Oh, sorry,
Councillor McAteer. Yeah, no, it was really just again, you know, if you take it to as opposed to the extreme, we see if we were to send all our motions to all the councils that we pass, I mean, we'd clog the whole system up. If we all got the whole level councils kept rotating all the motions at the past, like we'd be here at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and all very good motions, you know. So we need to be careful in this, really, that it just doesn't get out of hand, to be honest with you. You know, and as Pete said, unless there's only, you know, some of the ones that's a commonality in them, but a lot of stuff are ideas coming out of local councils, and at the end of the day, we have to protect our own integrity and you know, independence in that sense, you know, or it just becomes one big mess. That's my reading of it, anyway.
All right, thanks, Councillor McAteer. We will have that noted, and I think everybody's in agreement that we'll keep an eye on that. Okay. Can I get a proposer and a seconder there for items 12 to 18?
Proposed, Chair.
Councillor O'Murray was just in there before you, Councillor Andrews, so Councillor O'Murray can propose and I'll take you as a seconder. Okay. So item 19 is a notice of motion on Irish language rights and legislation, and that's in by Councillor O'Murray. Councillor O'Murray, do you want to read out your motion there?
Yeah, and again, sort of the background to this motion is that we're coming up on an event on the 21st of May, and was just to draw attention to it from our council. I'll read the notice first as quickly as I can. This council supports the campaign for Irish language rights and the implementation of Irish language legislation. It is long overdue that our Irish language citizens and communities are recognised in law as promised in many of our peace agreements. On Saturday, May 21st, thousands will travel to Belfast City Hall to support the Drom Jarrig campaign, including many from our own council area. We call on the council to support the campaign and also extend a huge amour oraibh to the thousands who will travel to Belfast to represent local Irish language communities and schools at An Lá Jarrig Fiche Fiche Dó 2022. As an act of solidarity and support from the council, we will on Friday, May the 20th, illuminate Newry Town Hall in red, symbolising the campaign for language rights. As stated in it, it's long overdue that our Irish language citizen communities are recognised in law. Over 5,600 days have passed since an Irish Language Act was promised at St Andrews in 2006. It's just, you know, it's obviously not good enough. And it's not good enough that the Irish language community has to take to the streets in 2022 and not fight, but campaign and rally for basic rights that were promised in legislation. As stated on Saturday, May the 21st, thousands of people, and we're hoping that, you know, school children from our own district, that from the Gaelscoil and Cross McGlen, or from the Bunscoil in Newry, or from any of the secondary schools across the district where there's GCSE and A-level students who are passionate about the Irish language, and them and their families will make their way to Belfast to walk with An Drom Jarrig, the Irish language pressure group, to demand rights, the language rights as promised in St Andrews. And again, a very simple request of the council to light up the town hall in Newry. And someone may want to caveat that with the Downshire Centre in Downpatrick as well on Friday, May the 20th, to symbolise support for the campaign for language rights in Newry, Morden Down. So that's my lot. Hope it gets support across the parties. Go away, Eagles.
Okay, thanks very much, Councillor Murray. Have you a seconder there for your proposal? Or your motion, sorry?
Yeah. Una Hanlon's going to be seconding it.
Yes, I'm happy to second. Barra's covered off all the points quite eloquently.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Hanlon. Councillor Riley, I see you're looking at a recorded vote. Are you looking to come in and comment as well?
Yes, please, Una. Madam Chair, I have no issues with Irish language whatsoever. But the problem within a big section of the community in Northern Ireland is that some of the aspects of the legislation that has been proposed to date would actually disenfranchise people who don't have Irish in the jobs market, maybe even in education and a whole range of things. And that it is causing concern. And certainly, I think the Sinn Féin and the Irish language movement, they need to let us know in detail what it is exactly that they want in this legislation. Because as I say, it is causing concern for a lot of people who feel that because they don't have the use of Irish, that they would be disadvantaged and their children disadvantaged for generations to come. So that's why I can't support Barra's proposal tonight, because we don't know what this will include. And until we do have a good handle on this, certainly I couldn't support it, Madam Chair. Again, I want to emphasise, no problem with people wanting to learn the Irish language. I was in the Royal Irish Regiment, and we used a lot of Irish terminology and Irish words. We're very, very proud of our Irish identity in it. So I honestly don't have any issues with that, but it's the overall consequences, the unknown, that we're afraid of. Thanks, Madam Chair.
Yeah, thanks for those comments, Councillor Reilly. Councillor O'Murray, do you want to respond to Councillor Reilly there?
Well, I'll let any other councillors come in first if they want to, and I'll sum up at the end. Is that all right?
That's 100%. Councillor McIntyre here?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. And yeah, the SAP will be supporting the motion. And but I do firmly believe that, you know, there's been so much procrastination on this that, you know, it ends up become something more monumental, you know, in certain sects of the union than it really is. And I think if parties were more mature and adopted a mature process, even taking into the concerns that Councillor Reilly had, and doing the and bringing this legislation forward through the Assembly, where we could have a reasonable debate on it, and the concerns of all sections of the community are laid out there in public. But it seems that there's a certain reticence and immaturity there that hasn't dissipated for many years, unfortunately. And, you know, there was an understanding and an agreement signed in the New Decades, New Approach. In June 2021, Brandon Lewis, the Secretary of State, for example, made a commitment to pass legislation in Westminster, if indeed Stormy collapsed. Now, it's almost a year later, and Gilgorey in the North are still waiting for this to happen. So there's a lot of insincerity all around here. So we are asking that these political games played with the Irish language end, and that Irish language rights are enshrined in legislation, really. So, you know, that's really what our position is. But I would call for maturity on it and the introduction of it as soon as possible, with a full debate, ideally here in the north of Ireland, where we can all have a say on. But, if necessary, through Westminster. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Thanks, Councillor McAteer. Councillor Murray, do you want to come back in and sum up? I don't see anyone else in there. And then we'll go for a recorded vote there, request by Councillor Reilly. Thanks.
That's that on. There's a couple of different points in there, I suppose. Look, Henry, there's very little I can do if some members of your community fear being disenfranchised or disadvantaged by Irish language legislation. I think the idea behind the legislation would be very much to protect the language rights of, I suppose, a young generation who are growing up now. I don't think for any this now, as Declan made a fantastic point, that all this will be teased out in the Assembly. You know, no doubt that unionist MLAs will have questions about what does this mean? What is it going to look like? What's it going to... And I, for my part, I would say to you, Henry, that it doesn't strike me at all that the Irish language will in any way disenfranchise anyone who doesn't speak Irish. You know, certainly you could argue that in the last 100 years since partition, that Irish language speakers in the 1940s and 50s and 60s and 70s had little to no opportunity to get a job in the civil service or in you know, you saw the difficulty that the first Bunscull on the Shaws Road in 1972 had with getting set up, because there was no protection there for it. There was nothing ingrained in the law, in any constitution. There was no protections in place for the Irish language. There was, you know, so when you have no protections and you have no legislation legislating for something, people end up winging it. And that's what was happening in the 1970s with Irish medium schools, because you know, the Department of Education in the 70s said, no, we don't want an Irish language school. And then the parents would take it to court and a court would say, that's discrimination against the child. You can't stop a child from being educated in the language that it wants to be educated in. And this, I suppose, is to stop anyone from, for want of a better term, winging it. That there would be legislation in place. There would be an ombudsman's office, which is, Henry, I suppose what you want, what you need. And for the people that you're talking about, they need that guarantee that somebody can ring the ombudsman's office and say, if there's an Irish language act, or if there's an Irish language legislation, am I going to be disadvantaged in any way when it comes to applying for a job? Because I can't see that ever being the case, Henry. I can see that sometimes there might be a desirable, not an essential criteria, but a desirable criteria in some jobs in the civil service that Irish language, spoken Irish language, might be of benefit when applying for this job. If it was a job in the Department of Communities, say, which was going to be liaison with Irish language groups, where it would make sense. Now, if those jobs going in the Department of Finance and jobs going in the Department of Infrastructure, where there's no evidence that you're gonna need to be speaking Irish on an everyday case in 2022, well, I don't see how anyone would be disadvantaged, because I couldn't see that being written into the criteria. And we'll have to be sensible and grown up, Declan talked about, we have to be mature about the way we look at things. And there's no, you said yourself, you're afraid of the unknown. And I suppose everybody's a wee bit anxious about what's going to happen. But from my point of view, I don't think there's anything to fear from a language. I don't think there's anything to fear from a language. And when I'm talking about my excitement about Irish language legislation, it's for children that I'm teaching, and my own children, when they're growing up, and there'll be jobs and there'll be opportunities, and they'll grow up in a country where the Irish language is respected, the English language is respected. There's nobody hurting the English language. There's nobody chopping down English language road signs. There's nobody doing any. It's not one language pitted against the other. We're trying to get parity of esteem for languages. And that's very much. Now, we're not. The motion tonight isn't support the Irish Language Act, support the Irish Language Ombudsman. The motion tonight cals for support of An Lá Dearg, the day of campaigning for the Irish Language Act in Belfast, and to illuminate the town hall on Friday, May the 20th. So I'm more than happy. I hope that summed up nicely. Thanks a million, Chair Gormay.
Okay, thanks, Councillor O'Murray. I see we have Councillor Burgess is looking in there, and I see Councillor O'Reilly has withdrawn his call for a recorded vote, but due to some dissent within the chamber, we are going to have a vote anyway, but it will not be recorded if everyone is happy enough with that. So, Councillor Burgess, do you want to make a comment?
Yeah, well, I was going to make a comment before Barra actually had spoken and what he had said there. But all I could see at the end of the day, if somebody had Irish language, there was a job there, and somebody hadn't, the person with the Irish language would get it. So, really, Barra, you are bringing a split within the community. That's what the Irish language is doing. I'm not against anybody learning the Irish language. Definitely not, if that's what they want to do. But once it goes into jobs and the civil service and one thing and another, I do have a problem.
Right.
I have a problem.
If I can just answer that question. And
yes, Barra, answer that.
And surely you can understand this, Robert, right? So there's funds available now through our council and through Forest na Gaeilge and through the executive to promote and grow Irish language groups within communities. Like in South Armagh, we have a new Irish language officer who's on a wage for 3 years to promote the Irish language within South Armagh. Now, the person in the Department of Communities that's dealing with that lady, it's essential that they are able to speak Irish.
I have no problem with that. I have a problem if it goes across the board.
I can't see how it would go across the board. I can't see how it would go across the board at the minute. I think that in the Department of Communities in particular, where there's people working, maybe in the Department of Education, where they need somebody to go out and inspect an Irish medium school, well, that person would need to have Irish. The Ombudsman, when the Ombudsman come in, surely he'll look at all the jobs that exist. And he'll find out that there's a very small percentage of jobs that it would be highly beneficial if somebody can speak both Irish and English. And I don't think anybody who doesn't speak Irish would be applying for a job where you had to go and inspect an Irish medium school. So when I'm looking at it, Robert, that's very much the glasses that I'm looking at it through. I don't think anyone's going to need to have Irish to apply for a job in the civil service that doesn't require the speaking of Irish. Definitely not. And I hope that answers your question.
Yes, Dora, but that's where the fear is within my community. I am told to stand against it. Not that I have anything against the Irish language personally.
Yeah, and you're dead right to stand by your fears and to stand on it. But if there's anybody who is listening to this meeting tonight or listening back to the feed of it, the intention of Irish language legislation is not to take jobs away from anybody. It's to create opportunities for people with Irish to be able to apply for jobs that Irish is essential in. And that's it. You know, that's it in a nutshell. There's nobody coming. It's not the bogeyman coming to take away jobs of people who don't speak Irish. And that is never the case. Hopefully, and it's my hope that there's a job for everybody very, very soon. A job for everybody, you know, and it's not about taking from one and giving another. It's not about making one language more important than the other. It's about parity of esteem and parity of opportunity. And all these children that's being educated through Irish and want to live and want to work in our communities, that they're going to have, you're trying to create space and opportunity for them to go on and do that in the future. But it's that's why, Robert, it needs to be discussed on the floor of the Assembly, and it needs for the ombudsman or ombudswoman to be in place to regulate for all this, to take away those fears.
Okay, Barra, that's where it needs to be done. 100% with you on that. Okay, thanks for that, Barra.
Okay, thanks very much for that. I'm going to take a couple of quick comments from Councillor Hanlon and Councillor McAteer, and we'll move it on to the vote after that.
Thank you. I just want to make the point that I don't think the Irish language belongs to any one community. It is across community. I don't know if you would call it a revival, but anybody can go and learn Irish, and many, many Gaelgors come from both sides of the community. So it doesn't belong to anybody. It's there for everybody. And I would make the point, like, currently I think there's upward of 7,000 children being educated through Irish medium. And, you know, we have to create the space for them to be able to use the language that they've chosen to learn or that they've been brought up. I know in my own house, and I'm going to make it personal to me, I have a 20-year-old, a 17-year-old and a 12-year-old who are all fluent in Irish. And they, you know, my older children have come to me and told me that when they've moved on out of Irish medium education, the amount of people that they're meeting in their daily lives through tech or university or jobs that are also Gaelgors is increasing all the time. So, you know, it just shows that there is a real demand there, and we have to create these opportunities.
Yeah, thanks, Councillor Hanlon. Councillor McAteer, do you want to come in there quickly?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Chair. Yes. I mean, I just want to again put it on the record that if there was anything discriminatory in any legislation that Councillor Burgess had referred to, and I trust Robert impeccably with his understanding of culture and history, but if there was anything, and I'm sure Barra Mura would be the same, I would walk away from it. We would walk away from it. If that was the feeling. But I do think that in the context of Northern Ireland, and I specifically say Northern Ireland, I do think it'd be a much healthier place if this was sorted out once and for all to everybody's satisfaction. And I mean that sincerely.
Okay, thanks very much for that, Councillor McAteer. Sarah, can I ask you to take a vote there on that, please?
Councillor Andrews?
For.
Councillor Brown is having difficulties, but he is for. Councillor Burgess?
Abstaining.
Councillor Byrne?
For.
Councillor Casey?
For.
Councillor Clark?
For.
Councillor Kern? Councillor Devlin?
For.
Councillor Enright is absent. Councillor Finnegan?
Four.
Councillor Gallagher?
Four.
Councillor Gibbons?
Four.
Councillor Hanlon?
4.
Councillor Hannah is absent. Councillor Hart? Councillor Hart?
4.
Councillor Hoyle?
4.
Councillor Larkin?
4.
Councillor Lewis is absent. Councillor McGuinness?
4.
Councillor Malone?
4.
Councillor Mace is absent. Councillor McAteer?
4.
Councillor McAvoy?
4.
Councillor McKee is absent. Councillor McKevitt is absent. Councillor McMurray is absent. Councillor Mulgrew?
4.
Councillor Murphy?
4.
Councillor O'Hare is absent. Councillor O'Murray?
4.
Councillor Owen is absent. Councillor Riley?
Against.
Councillor Rice?
4.
Councillor Wan is absent. Councillor Savage, Sharvin and Stokes are all absent. Councillor Taylor is absent. Councillor Tinley?
4.
And I have Councillor Trainer is absent. So we have 23-4, one against and one abstention.
Okay, thanks for that, Sarah. So that motion has passed. Okay, folks, that takes us to the end of the meeting. Thanks very much for everyone attending, and we all have a busy few days ahead of us, so good luck to you all, and see you on the other side. All right.
Thank you.
All the best.
Cheerio. Cheerio.
Cheerio. Cheerio. Cheerio. Cheerio.